Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, Waller, get in here for a second. G2 is outside with the... She hates coming in. But I want her to share her story with you. It's a good story. Welcome to Mangoes.
You think you're it in this studio?
Oh, yeah.
You've gone all roguey on us.
No, am I?
Yeah.
What are you talking
standing
about?
Up, look, walking out.
Yeah, well, I was walking out because she said she didn't like Paul McCartney and the Beatles. Come on.
She's entitled to her opinion.
I appreciate
a lot of people don't.
Yeah, that's why I'm...
Just haven't listened to him.
Standy uppy, right? Do you look doing?
Do
you look like a barman?
It's like coppers.
That's what I'm thinking. What are you having?
Vodka Red Bull.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
You meet my friend.
Now, listen to me. The reason I wanted people to listen to you this morning is because you went on a special.
I've been getting loads of abuse from the team of Sarah's for going, as they say, to the spa with me ma.
The spa with the ma. Go on.
Because, let's talk about first dates, because I think it was trending last night. It's Channel 4 programme. Have you heard of it? Have you watched it?
I have seen it through Gogglebox watching it.
We love it on the team.
Yeah, everyone's talking about it.
Always watching it. And I think it was the season finale last night. I'm going to watch it back on 4OD.
But
it was a couple, and obviously you're paired with a blind date with similar interests. You apply online and it's a restaurant and you sit down, you have the full meal.
Yeah.
And it's really awkward because you're kind of waiting at the bar. You're looking at the door going, is that him? Is that him? You know that Ricky Gervais sketch?
Oh, there he is.
Hello, my name's Greg. Yeah, we're going to have to do this. We're going to have starters, main course and dessert. And that awkward conversation, do we like each other? No.
I saw a woman arriving locked to
I saw
to
that,
see that
one,
guy.
Yeah.
What she described to your man, you're like a... She said you're like... It was the guy from EastEnders.
Phil Mitchell.
You're like a black Phil Mitchell.
How did he take that?
He had a good sense of humour and he took it well.
So anyway, there was this couple and they were talking, about their similar interests and common ground, and they said that they both went on holidays with their mums. A lot of people would think that that's lame, but it's not lame because I've started doing it now. And it's
because you've reached a certain age.
You see, when you're a teenager, the last thing you want to do is go on a holiday with your parents.
Yes.
And you might go on a sneaky one and not tell your friends because they pay for everything and it's great. But it's not the coolest thing to do. But when you hit your late 20s, early 30s,
mid-40s,
you kind of think, your friends are finding other people. Maybe they're getting married, they're having babies, they're buying houses. They're not as available to you as they used to be.
That's it.
You don't go on the big rager holidays like we used to, the big trips to Ibiza or wherever. Or even I am actually going on a long weekend with my friends this weekend. We're hiring boats and houses and it's going to be great. So I'm not completely lame. I do have friends before you get into it. But I've started thinking, and actually, do you know what? Listening to that email that you read out, the living eulogy, and you kind of make this decision when you're in your late 20s or early 30s thinking, they're not going to be here forever.
Yeah.
It's quite poignant. And you think, I should be doing more stuff with them because you've got more of a common ground with your parents now. Me particularly with mine. And, I was quite a rebellious teenager and, was pretty difficult to deal with. And now we've just chilled out, settled, and we've got so much in common. We get on brilliantly. And I'd say about 2 years ago, we decided, myself and my mum, we'd head off to Prague for the weekend. We've got
the
travel department.
Thing. Yeah. Oh,
so
did
the
you
tours
do one of those?
Yeah. Oh, you'd want to see the people that were on there.
Is that a high nod factor?
But a lot of people were there with their older mums. Now, my mum is like a young old. You wouldn't think
she's your mum. You wouldn't know she was your mum.
She's going to kill me. I hope she's not near a radio because she's like, I hate you telling my business on the radio.
She's right. And yet you go.
And that's the problem with working in radio is, you can and will be put on the air at some stage telling your story. But anyway, look, that's
but
how
you're,
it goes.
You're you know the way you have a house slave that you don't live with your dad, but he is your house slave.
Does everything.
Anything. Anytime you come in going, the car broke down in Limerick and he came down. He's definitely got you have to iron his toga for him because he's your slave.
And I've got a really old crap car. It's a total banger,
it's
but
nice,
I'm refusing
though.
To get rid of it. And
it's
he
mini.
Is there slaving away over it all the time. Oh, the car's gone again. Should drop it over.
Again.
But he still does it. Yeah, so he's brilliant. But anyway, myself and my mum decided to go for a weekend away in Prague and it was brilliant. Now, you have to have the patience of a saint. And I'm not just talking about my mum, it's everyone's mum because they're a different generation.
Why do you have to have the patience of a saint?
Because you're so, fair enough, you kind of turn into your mum. Well, I have anyway. And you always fought it and said, no, I'm never going to be like that. And then you realise, I'm the cut of her. I'm the hack of her. I'm the very same as her. And that's a good thing. I'm delighted
you
that
celebrate
I
celebrate that rather than...
But again, the generation gap is quite extreme. And, you do have to have patience. And, they're not so discreet, mums. They're just not discreet. You know, where you'd kind of say everything's grand, they might say, well, everything's not grand.
Yeah.
But I don't like this room. Let's say we were at the airport. We were kind of running late. We checked in and we were trying to find our boarding gate and it was all a bit panicky. And, you know, of course, mum's password was always down the end of her bag and her boarding card. So it's like, just have everything ready. Why don't you have everything ready? So anyway, I needed to go for a wee and mum said, I'll go and get the teas and coffees. Fine. Yes. Like, grand. Well, we've got a good 20 minutes here. We're grand. Get a coffee and tea to go and we'll be fine. So she's gone. No sign of her. No idea where she is. I'm back from the toilet with all the bags.
Nara's going now.
Yeah. Where is she? Next, I see her come around the corner with a tray and a pot of tea and a pot of coffee and the jug of milk and the sugar. Why do you need the takeaways? She has no idea of takeaway coffees because they just don't.
Wasn't part
they're just
of the
not
gig.
Used to them. So it's those kind of things that you have to just go, that's just mum, that's fine. Let's just move on, have her lovely tea and run. Yeah. But it's you really do have to kind of, you know, give her the respect that she so deserves as your mum. And it's at this time that you've got great conversations, you're very similar, and it's just so lovely to spend that time because, you know, they're not going to be here forever.
Yes.
And listening to that email that you read out is particularly poignant, especially for somebody of our age. And it's nice to let them know that, you know, you love them, you want to pay them back and do something.
While
so we started going to spas.
So have you been visiting spas of Ireland? Are you
there are three of us involved. My sister and my mum. Now, you see, I never liked anything girly and that kind of, you know, people touching my face and my body when you're not getting anything out of it. Yeah, I wasn't really into it. But mum and my sister went on a spa and had a great time. They were all talking about, I got a bit jealous and a bit left out. So I was like,
because
why don't
of the,
you bring
that they were bonding
time?
Away
they
and
were
you
bonding.
Weren't. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you see, you know, you can trick yourself into thinking you're living a life of luxury on a spa date. But in reality, you can get them on Living Social and done deal. And Groupon for really cheap. So this is what we do because, you know, instead of buying presents for each other, because we have everything and we can buy everything because we're all making money and whatever, you know, you don't need the kind of trinkets that you used to get when you were younger.
Okay.
So we all just pitch in and we get the Groupon voucher for a hotel. And like, it's a hotel maybe in Meath or somewhere that's not too far away. You can drive out, make a day of it, have your lunch, then get the robes on. And it's kind of like walking around a nursing home because it's on a Thursday or a Wednesday and there's no one around, but you're there in the corridor in your slippers and your robe going down to the spa and it's, you know, real strange ambience and
yeah, that music and the smells.
Mums
yeah.
aren't quiet. Mums can't whisper.
They can't.
This is lovely. Isn't this gorgeous? Oh, we're living the life.
Have you been to the cinema with your mum?
Explaining the plot. Who's he now?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Live commentary. You know, like in the DVD extra. Live audio commentary. That's like
exactly
also, not with all mums.
Oh, mums are awesome. Okay, that's exactly. But do you have
he's
to,
getting
you have
very
to
old looking. We're in
it.
The cinema. He's
I
getting very old.
I love hearing it. I encourage it. Mums, I encourage it to be louder than you are. But yeah, the spas are brilliant. And you can get it for like 70 quid. We paid 70. I was on one because it was my birthday last week. And we all pitched in and we went to a spa break for an overnight. You get your dinner, you get a glass of wine with the dinner. You get the, now you have to pay for your spa treatment. We got massages for like 45 quid, which isn't too bad for
that's
a massage.
Not bad as those things go, yeah.
So you're paying nothing and you really.
Do you have a few jars or just one glass?
We were in bed like about at half 11.
Because you didn't want
11
to.
Or half 11 because you're not going on a rager.
No, I know that, but.
Because you don't want, because you want your breakfast the next morning as well.
Yeah, you don't
whereas
have to
be late. You never get your breakfast when you're out with your friends.
Never.
Never. You'll say you'll go down at 5 to 11, but you never make it.
Or 10, some hotels, some camps.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, midweek, it is 10. Right, 11 is the weekends.
Thank God. You know
what
we're doing?
If you're going midweek, it's well worth it, though.
How excited are you about the Wild Atlantic Way?
Right. Awesomely so.
It's going to be great.
Yeah,
fun.
It is going to be great. But you know what? Don't blow your beans because we had such a great holiday last year.
I know.
The expectations
the beans,
are sky high.
No, I know, but we
so
are going
lower
to
lower them a lower. Little bit.
No, but I.
Because now,
you see,
we think it's going to be the best time of our lives, and I hope it will be.
But
it
off,
will.
Off air, I love the trip and listening to Desert Island.
Oh, do you know what I love?
The
Grace, get out of the car and get a photo with us.
Yeah.
Grace, take a photo of me with this. I don't like that one. Take another one. No, I don't like that one.
This is a Facebook photo.
Get out. Remember the car that we had with the kind of
the doors.
Yeah. And every time we were getting out, it was raining.
Well, we met the nice people from Wild Atlantic Way in Fáilte, Ireland earlier on in the week, and it's going to be great.
It is going to be great.
Sure,
that's my actual holiday.
Dunfanaghy, is it?
Dunfanaghy.
Apparently, there's going to be a big crowd at Dunfanaghy, which I'm looking forward to.
I don't doubt
it. Yeah, anyone, because we haven't been to Donegal for a while.
To look at you, which brings me on nicely to something I saw on the internet just before I came down.
What is this?
Entertainment.ie, our pals on entertainment.ie, they've come up with something called a pot noodle. Did you ever hear of it?
No.
Okay, well, a pot noodle is someone that you're into, but you'd never admit to it.
You're right.
There's a certain quality about somebody, but you know, it's an attraction, shame-free attraction.
Shame-free or shameful?
Yeah, shame-free attraction. You know, you can have that. I'll let you be attracted to that, but you know, it's an unlikely one.
So who's yours?
I'll just go through the list here, will I?
Yeah.
Number 8, Stephen Ray.
Stephen Ray
always was one of my
the actor.
Yes.
Okay, so he's the kind of person that you go, no, he shouldn't be, but
cinema, but yeah,
shouldn't be attractive,
totally,
but is.
Would. Yeah.
Okay.
I know. Well, I like him because he was in V for Vendetta, which is one of my favorite films.
Oh, I like that.
He's got that. It's just kind of sexy.
Yeah, he's a nice man
then
too.
Then the late great James Gandolfini. He's another one.
That some girls
guilty,
find attractive.
Pleasure.
He's a bit of a bull
That's
of a man.
Number 7. Number 6 is Ryan Tuberty.
Yeah.
And underneath that it says, the good people in entertainment.ie have said, maybe it's his suits and the perfect hair. Maybe it's the fact he's very, very wholesome. What is it?
They do not know me.
Wholesome.
Pain in the wholesome.
And there are a few others mentioned that I don't even know. One of them is Phil Schofield, who was one of mine.
Can I just diminish the
Yeah,
the
but
list
then
now.
It says, much like Ryan Tuberty, he's very, very wholesome.
What's this wholesome
he
thing?
He has that friend you turn to on a drunken night and regret the next day vibe. They'll carry a candle for you for the rest of their lives. Sadly. Oh, well.
But you know me better than that. Wholesome? Am I wholesome?
You're not a bit wholesome.
I don't want to be wholesome.
Well,
I mean,
that's
I've got
the perception people have on your perfect hair. It's not looking perfect.
It's not perfect. They only saw me half the time or heard half the stuff I said. What's that about?
Thank God we have that fader option.
Thank God.
On
that
note.
On that bombshell. Thank
pot
you for
noodle.
Coming in. Why is it called pot noodle?
A pot noodle, because they say, you know, you'd be embarrassed to tell people that you have pot noodle for dinner, but you do.
So I'm an embarrassment.
I'm more of a coca noodle.
Yay!
I love coca noodles.
God, can we tell them that you kind of have a thing for John Kelly? Oh, that came out.
I'm gone now.
Okay.
I have to see him on the corridor.